It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Mond. Chapter 5. The Disciples Did Not Understand. Page 22. It was only after his resurrection that Yeshua would speak more plainly to his disciples. Before that, as you have read in the previous chapter, not even they understood the full import of what they were being told. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. John 16, verse 25. If you know where to look, you can find repeated instances of how the disciples did not have a firm grasp on all these things Yeshua was saying. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread, and Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" Mark 8, 16-21. They went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. Mark 9, verses 30-32. But while they were all marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let these words sink into your ears. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them, so that they might not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. Luke 9, 43-45. It was only after the resurrection that the 12 disciples began to understand all these riddles and parables of Yeshua. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." John 12, verse 12. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Yeshua was glorified, they suddenly were quickened with regard to all these things that had been written about him and done unto him. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the 3rd day he will rise." But they understood none of this, and this word was hidden from them, and they did not know what was being said. Luke 18, verses 31-34. Ironically, the disciples were unable to comprehend the meaning of it, even though they were 100% convinced he was the Messiah. They did not understand right up until the day he died, or even after he appeared to them. They did not believe the accounts of Mary or Mary Magdalene. Thomas himself doubted until he saw the nail imprints in the palms of Yeshua's hands. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the 3rd day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Luke 24, verses 44-49.